Sam Sanders here, letting you know that you, right now, are listening to Dunkin's Donuts.
She said she'd take me anyway, she'd take me everywhere, as long as she stays with me. She said she'd take me everywhere, she'd take me anywhere, as long as I'm good and clean. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. She said she'd take me every time, she'd take me anytime, as long as she stays with me. She said she'd take me every day, she'd take me every way, and it would be free. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. She said she'd take me anyway, she'd take me everywhere, as long as she stays with me. She said she'd take me everywhere, she'd take me anywhere, as long as I'm good and clean. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips. Kiss, kiss, Molly's lips.
Everyone, you're listening to Dunkin's Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. And I was out last night and I heard some Vaselines at the place I was, and I thought, oh yes, the Vaselines. That would be a good way to start off the show. So that was the Vaselines from Here Come the Vaselines, Enter the Vaselines, a compilation put out a few years ago, collecting their work, and that was the song Molly's Lips. On today's show, dealing with a bit of a cough still, we have some new, previewing some shows that are coming up. Advanced Bass is in town, which will see the triumphant return of To Bad Catholics as an opener. Tonk is playing tonight, so we're going to play a song from them. I have some new Porches, some new Jack Name, a bunch of things. But I'm going to start off with some new Amory. So we heard the first single from her new record a little while ago, and now we're going to hear the second single. It's called Hotwire the Night, and you're going to hear it now. Here is Montreal's Amory.
Oh, My last question is, do you have like top three standout music waste memories, performances, etc.?
Oh my God, those are so hard. Oh my God. I gotta think about that. What's your timeline?
Tune in to CITR 101.9 FM at 3 p.m. on Wednesday, May 29th and Wednesday, June 5th to hear Time Not Wasted, a radio documentary looking back at 30 years of Music Waste Festival. Featuring interviews with organizers, long-lost music from CITR's very own music archive, and an as-deep-as-possible dive into the history, changes, failings, and successes of Vancouver's premier DIY music and arts festival. Time Not Wasted airs live on CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca, May 29th and June 5th at 3 p.m. Happy birthday, Music Waste. 30 years. Wow. I won't waste your
time.
Welcome. My name's Steve Joaquin.
Do tanse. Ichuao. Iswao.
Ahlo, sahlo.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Una ti.
Jack Tunal. Tai, tai, tan.
You are invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Oh,
That was Kamasi Washington from his recent album Fearless Movement. That was the song Together. And he is going to be in town tonight playing with Peregrine Falls at the Vogue Theater. So that's a nice Thursday night, if that's your speed. Before that, we heard Porches from the new album Shirt. That was the song Joker. Before that, we heard Claro, who is maybe getting a bit too popular, big to be played on college radio, but I like that new single, so I played it regardless. And at the top, we heard Amory from the new album Continue as Amory. That was the song Hotwire the Night. The band Tonk, local country rock pop greats, are going to go on a bit of a hiatus, or they're not going to play for a while, so they say. So tonight will be your last chance to see them for a bit. So they are playing at Green Auto, and they're on a great bill, along with Aiden Ayers, Puzzlehead, and Species Trader. I love Tonk, so I wanted to let you know about that show and play one of their songs. That seems like the best thing to do right now. So this is the song Down in the Barroom from their most recent record entitled Thanks for Waiting. Here is the great Tonk. See him tonight in your town if you live in Vancouver. Here we go.
Bushman, you were anarchic and shy. Tried to steal some tampons that you were too scared to buy. Say, cheese the Kroger manager said in his faithful drawl. That was how you got your picture on the wall. You told me the story the first night that we hung out. A thousand miles west in your new room in your new house. You left when I said I'd like to see that photo now. And we kissed beneath the pictures on your wall.
Right, that was Two Bad Catholics from the album Mallory Town, and that was the song Circulating Beam of Light. And Two Bad Catholics are going to be back on stage after a lengthy hiatus. I think they were last, I think they last played in 2018. I think. I could be wrong. But they're going to be opening for Advance Bass, formerly known as Cassio Tone for the Painfully Alone, at Redgate this Sunday night, June 2nd, along with Dee Riggins and Kay Walker. So yeah, I don't know any details besides that. There's like a tiny, like 6-point font notation on Advance Bass's website, but you would, yeah, Redgate has no info. I can't find anything else out. I don't know what time it starts, But if you are a bad Catholic head like myself, you know you got to get down there. You got to get down to Red Gate on Sunday night. Check that out. Before that, we heard Advanced Space with their most recent single, How You Got Your Picture on the Wall. Before that, we heard Beechwood Sparks from the new album Across the River of Stars. That was a song Falling Forever. Lengthy time between albums for old Beechwood Sparks, but they're back at it. I recall their debut album came out in 2000, I think, and saw them play in Seattle when I was there to see the band The Makeup. Did a double show night. It was very fun, and they were great and very unique. It felt like a very unique country rock psych kind of thing then, and time has caught up to Beechwood Sparks now. Now there's many bands that are channeling that energy, including Tonk, whom we heard at the top, and they're going to be playing again tonight at Green Auto. All right, Coco Coop put out a record a little while ago, played some songs when that came out, and I'm going to revisit it. This is the title track from the new EP Try. Here we go, Coco Coop. Coco Coop.
Dividend. That dude wears jeans to the gym. human pickles, we are broke. Egg punks always take a toke. Nah, don't bother him. Look, I voted for the guy least likely to let us fry. The world is sick and so am I. Out of school, you don't want to ridicule trust fund kids who puff on Juul. You never let me take the fall, social housing over malls. This fucking singer can't sing at all, but he'll get you to sing along. He'll get you to sing along. At least the guy's a bit left wing. Well, evil's winning, don't you know? No one abdicates a throne. Drop the bomb on me slow.
Campbell Bay Music Fest is a small music festival held in a beautiful waterfront setting on Skithek, or Main Island, in British Columbia's Gulf Islands. We present emerging artists in a diverse array of genres and have a simple mission: bring musicians and music lovers together for a really, really good time. We feature multiple genres with a focus on progressive music and music rooted in folk traditions, and we always aim to have something you've never heard before. Campbell Bay Music Fest runs June 21st to 23rd, and the artist lineup includes Madeline Roger, Medusa, Pony Girl, Rozier, Talal McBriar, Ila Bamba, and many, many more. Tickets are on sale now at www.campbellbaymusicfest.com. That's C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, campbellbaymusicfest.com.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
Whoops, I gave you a little preview there. We just heard Fast Fashion from the EP By The View, released in March. That was the song Out of My Mind. Before that, we heard Winona Forever, also from Vancouver. That's their recent single, Stretching. They have a pretty great-looking tour happening this summer, so if you are a fan, look out for them. They're going to be in Minneapolis and St. Louis and Kansas City. Great stuff. That's all I got. Before that, we heard Apollo Ghosts. Come on. From Amethyst, their most recent release, that was the song Fake Nurse. And at the top, the song Try, the title track from Coco Coop's new album. All right, just a few minutes left. I'm going to squeeze in a couple songs and then I'll say goodbye. Jack Name is a Los Angeles performer-based performer. He has an album out that's like a werewolf concept album called Weird Moons. I love it. I've been trying to keep tabs on him over the years. That Weird Moons came out in 2015, so it's been a while. And he has a new record coming out called Fabulous Soundtracks. And he has shared one song from that record called Sherry's Eyes. So let's give a listen to some new Jack Name. Here is Sherry's Eyes.
Sherry got a beating in her eyes. She's just the same as I. We make love like fireflies to quiet the mind. Then she lets me die. Sherry sees right through the night. Baby, don't make me cry. If you don't need me.
right, so that was Delta 5 from their 1981 album entitled See the Whirl. That was the song Anticipation. And before that, we heard Jack Name from the forthcoming record, Fabulous Soundtracks. That was Sherry's Eyes. And that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Next week, I will do a special Music Waste show or episode. Music Waste kicks off next Thursday. It's the best weekend of the summer here if you're a local, or best weekend of the year, I should say, if you're a Vancouver music fan, if you ask me. Buy a pass, check out the schedule, plan ahead, hydrate, all those things. Get ready for an amazing time. Should be great. I know all the volunteers have been doing tons of work. All the bands are ready to go. It's going to be a wonderful weekend. So that's next week on Dunkin' Donuts, a Music Waste special. And until then, thanks so much for listening. I'm going to close out with a Macklemore song. I have definitely been thinking about the situation in Gaza and how awful it is and how important it is for a ceasefire to happen and for Israel to stop killing Gazans and Palestinians and for us all to work towards that goal. And yeah, in the absence of other songs, I wanted to play this song by Macklemore called Heinz Hall, which he released a couple of weeks back, in support of Palestinians and a ceasefire and peace, and also in support of those college students setting up encampments on campuses to help and try to bring their universities to be accountable. So I'm going to play that song, and that's that. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, the people they won't leave. What is threatening about divesting and want a peace? The problem isn't the protests, it's what they're protesting. It goes against what our country is funding. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. Block the barricade until Palestine is free. When I was 7, I learned a lesson from Cuban Eazy-E. What was it again? Oh yeah, fuck the police. Actors and badges protecting property in a system that was designed by white supremacy. But the people are in the streets. You could pay off Meta, you can't pay off me. Politicians who serve by any means, APAC, Koofy, and all the companies. You see, we sell fear around the land of the free. But this generation here is about to cut the strings. You could ban TikTok, take us out the algorithm, but it's too late. We've seen the truth, we bear witness. Seen the rubble, the buildings, the mothers and the children, and all the men that you murdered. And then we see how you spin it. Who gets the right to defend and who gets the right of resistance? It's always been about dollars and the color of your pigment. But white supremacy is finally on blast, screaming free Palestine to their home at last. We see the lies and up, claiming it's anti-Semitic to be anti-Zionist. I seen Jewish brothers and sisters out there and writhing in solidarity and screaming free Palestine with them organizing and learning and finally cutting ties with a state that's gotta rely on apartheid system to uphold and occupy and violent history been repeating for the last 75. The NECPA never ended, the colonizer lied. It's students in tents posted on the lawn, occupying the quad is really against the law. And a reason to call and the police and their squad. Where does genocide land in your definition, huh? Destroying every college in Gaza and every mosque, pushing everyone into Rafah and dropping bombs. The blood is on your hands, Biden, we can see it all. And fuck no, I'm not voting for you in the fall. Undecided, you can't twist the truth. The people out here united, never be defeated when freedom's on the horizon. Yet the music industry's quiet, complicit in their platform of silence. What happened to the artist? What you gotta say? If I was on a label, you could drop me today. I'd be fine with it, cause the heart fed my page. I want a ceasefire, fuck a response from Drake. What you willing to risk? What you willing to give? What if you were in Gaza? What if those were your kids? If the West was pretending that you didn't exist, you want the world to stand up, and the students finally did. Let's get it.